Hello, my name is Sarah and I am your chakra coach. On this podcast, we'll be exploring how the chakra system can guide you to grow your emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual wellness, leading you closer to your highest self. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. How are things going with you? I'm doing pretty well, actually. If you live on the northern part of this planet, this time of year can be hard. It's dark and cold, and it can feel like there's nothing to look forward to. Now, I have been told that not everyone feels this way about winter, and that some people even like it, which I definitely don't understand. But when I have those conversations, it's kind of a fun reminder that we're not all having the same experience in the world. It's easy to think that we're all thinking and feeling alike, and that can lead to a lot of communication problems because we have trouble imagining what other people are thinking and feeling when it differs from our own thoughts and feelings. Getting new perspectives, that's becoming a more and more important purpose these days, isn't it? My bigger project right now is setting up my plan for the year. I do this every January. You might call it a New Year's resolution, but I find a lot of people get really tense when I say that. So if you just clenched your jaw a little, try to relax because I'm not going to talk about your resolution to never drink again or lose 50 pounds by March or quit smoking, although the health professional in me is begging you to quit smoking. You don't have to listen to her, of course, but she's quietly begging all the same. What I'm doing isn't really resolutions, even though I used to call it that too. It's truly setting up a plan for the year with ideas and projects and goals that really matter to me and make sense for my life. I do this in a couple of ways, and it varies year to year depending on what I feel I need in my life. But this year, I'm working on my life in categories. That might sound odd to you, so let me explain a little more. While we obviously only have one life, there are aspects to it. We have one chakra system, and there are multiple aspects to it. We have seven main chakras, and each of them has aspects to it. So I'm applying this to my overall life as well. I'm breaking down things like my health and fitness, my mental health, my career, my financial health, my relationship life, and spending some time delving into each one to really analyze where I am in those areas and where I want to be. And when I know all of that, I'll know where I need to work on my chakra energies to create the new things I want in 2021. I've done this for 10 years, and it works every year. But it's not overwhelming, which I know at least some of you were like, oh my gosh, that sounds like a huge amount of effort. And some of you were thinking, yeah, a ton of effort for something I'm going to fail at anyway, and maybe something I might not even like. But it really isn't, because I use this chakra manifestation system that I'm talking about in this series. What I'm saying is, you can do it too, if you want. If you want new things, new thoughts, new feelings, or accomplishments this year, we can do it together. I'm going to use this podcast as a step-by-step to help guide anyone that wants through the process of creation. And don't think you have to know exactly what you want to create. That's part of the process. And don't think you have to get it done in January or any specific timeline for that matter. Creation can be accomplished at any time. If you've gotten to a point in your life where you know something needs to change, if you're not happy with parts of your life, if you'd like to manifest something new into your reality, this is the series for you. We will be going over the absolute basics. So if you've never done this before, it's pretty much a beginner series, but it will absolutely get your chakras and your energy balanced and aligned to clear up any energetic blocks you have to living your best life. Now, if you're excited about all of this, but 7 weeks seems like too long to wait, I totally get that. Patience is not my greatest strength. I have to work on it all the time. But in this case, if you have momentum to change and create and grow right now, and you're ready for something new and amazing in your life, I've got you covered there as well. I have a brand new 7-day chakra manifestation course available on my website. It goes over everything we cover in this podcast in even more detail, with coaching videos and specific chakra work you can do each day to jumpstart your manifesting. There are visualizations, journaling prompts, opportunities for self-reflection, recorded live videos of me coaching people as they are literally making breakthroughs in the moment. And my plan is to continually add to this course with additional videos and worksheets and downloadable meditations and all kinds of things. It takes you through the exact process I've used for years to manifest my dream job. I mean, that one took a while, but it was totally worth it. I've used it to improve my relationship and to start this podcast, which has been absolutely a dream come true for me. I wake up every day so grateful and amazed that I get to spend time in your ears and in your mind every week. And it was really just a matter of following this process. It's simple and effective. I'm not saying it's easy. You have to be willing to work on yourself. You have to want to change and grow and be open to new things. But it is simple. Like I said, right now it's available on my website for $5 a day. I'm going to keep it at that price through this series as you're listening. So you can decide that you want to delve deeper or go faster, it will be available to you. That site is www.yourchakracoach.com, and you can get more details and read through some thoughts on the course from people who have been through it with me, because I know you're wondering if it's worth it, or if it works, or if it will have any value to you. Of course you are. And listen, I want you to be sure before you commit to anything. So if you have questions or you want more testimonials, reach out. Also, if you do the work, if you join the course and you do the work and you don't think it brought value to your life, I'll give you your money back. I want you to be confident in the course and confident that I would never offer you something subpar or try to trick you. Okay. I've probably gone on way too long, but I am excited about it. And I was told that last week I didn't give nearly enough information about what we were going to be doing in this series and in the course. Hopefully, I have corrected that this time. On to manifestation basics for the sacral chakra. Last week we talked about the fear that is inherent in change, in trying something new, and how that fear stops us from doing the things that would help us manifest ideas into reality. And fear lives in the root chakra. Unfortunately, it visits the sacral chakra pretty regularly and messes with our other emotions. Here's what I mean by that. If I want to find some peace in my life, to calm my emotional state, to reduce my anxiety, I might think about starting a meditation practice. And that seems all well and good, but then I don't actually do it. Why? Because I'm afraid. Afraid of what? Could be all kinds of things. Fear of spending time I don't think I have. Fear of not being good at meditation. Fear of failing at it. Fear of sitting still and being bored and what might come up if I meditate. Fear of looking into myself and not liking what I see. Or something I talk to a lot of people about, their careers. Asking for a raise, looking for a new job, starting a business or side hustle. What's the fear there? Failure. Again, so much of the time it comes down to the fear of failure. I can't tell you the number of people I coach through fear of failure. Fear of feeling embarrassed by the failure. Fear of what people will think. Will they think I'm dumb or silly? Or will I lose money in this new venture? What if I don't get the raise? Will my boss think I'm greedy or unworthy? Am I worthy? Fear of feeling disappointed or sad or depressed if things don't work out. I mean, stop me if any of this rings true for you. We're afraid of all the feelings we'll have to feel if our dreams don't work out. Shame, embarrassment, fear that time and resources are scarce. So should we even be spending them on some dream rather than our day-to-day list-making and task-doing? We fear feeling uncomfortable feelings. So let's talk about what those are for just a minute. I think I've said this before, but emotions are this amazing place where energy meets matter. And emotion isn't a thing. It's not a tangible thing. It's energy. It's a vibration. But it definitely causes real, tangible, feelable effects in the world. Our bodies respond. If we feel nervous, our hearts pound. We might break into a sweat, energy affecting matter. If we feel shame, we might have a cold or sinking feeling in our stomachs, or maybe feel sick. Energy affecting matter. If we're in love, we might feel light or like our hearts are going to leap from our chests because they're so full. That's energy affecting matter. But there are two really important takeaways from this. First, if we accept that vibrations, energy, can affect matter, and we've pretty much just acknowledged that they can, we then know that manifesting is possible if we can simply get ourselves aligned in our energetic channels and vibrate our energy in a purposeful, focused way. So that's awesome. The second takeaway is this. We can learn to manage our feelings, to manage those vibrations, and to have an exercise in the manifesting course to help with this. But more importantly, we can learn not to fear feeling those uncomfortable sensations in our bodies. We can, just like we acknowledged and named our fears, we can acknowledge and name the sensations in our body. We can identify the physical sensations for what they are. And when we learn to do this, when we're confident in our ability to do this, those emotions will have so much less control over us. This sounds like such a small thing, but I promise you, it is one of the biggest keys to creating or drawing anything new into your life. It's not feeling fear anymore. It's knowing that whatever emotion comes rushing out of our sacral chakra into our bodies can be understood and embraced, even if it's uncomfortable. And that we don't have to be controlled by our fear of rejection or shame or sense of scarcity or worry or failure or anxiety. We can accept that those are all part of the enormous spectrum of emotions that humans can feel and that they're not wrong or something to be hidden. I'll tell you what I tell all my clients. Hiding your emotions, especially from yourself, makes them worse, more uncomfortable, and gives them power over you that almost certainly does not serve you. Wouldn't you rather have the emotions of gratitude and love and joy and compassion and kindness be the emotions that fuel your actions? So how do we do that? Practice. The next time you feel an uncomfortable feeling, let yourself experience it. You don't need to go into a downward spiral or anything. Don't do that. It's more about taking a step back and saying things like, I feel embarrassed. Embarrassed feels hot on my face. It feels like tears just behind my eyes. It feels cold in my stomach. Whatever the feeling is, just notice it. Name it. And let it fade. Let those sensations in the body fade. Research shows that an emotion doesn't last longer than about 30 seconds. But we sure are capable of stacking up those 30-second intervals so we feel miserable for an entire afternoon, aren't we? Right? Our thoughts get out of control and we continue to have thoughts that make us feel this certain way and we just keep thinking, playing on loop over and over. Take a step back. Feel the sensations in your body, name them, acknowledge them, and let them fade. Seriously, just practice this technique. It's easier than you think, but it takes a little effort at first. But if you truly want to manifest things and people and ideas into your life, you will have to learn to feel all your feelings, even the ones you'd rather not feel, because covering them with toxic positivity is going to make them harden into something you don't want in your life. Suppressed emotions never turn into diamonds. That's what I have for you on Sacral Chakra Manifesting Basics. The power of creation is in you, and we're just going to spend a few weeks bringing it out. Check out my website for more info on the full 7-day manifestation course, and please follow the show on Facebook and Instagram at Your Chakra Coach. And of course, I would love for you to join the Patreon if you feel this show is valuable to you and you want to support it. Share it with your friends and let's grow this community. Imagine the world filled with people like you who are committed to growth and creating beauty and love in the world. I think we can use this show to expand goodness and light. So thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. And we'll talk again next week. Bye.